Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Great Thinkers by the School of Life, written under the guidance of Alain de Botton, a renowned author celebrated for inspiring intellectual curiosity and offering profound insights into living better lives. Published in 2016, Great Thinkers serves as your essential compendium to some of the most innovative minds humanity has had the privilege to know. This book is not just a celebration of intellectual achievement, it is a practical guide, showing us how the ideas of these remarkable individuals can still influence and improve our lives in the contemporary world. From their contributions, we learn to appreciate the intricate beauty of thought and how it shapes our perception, bringing wisdom that is crucial for anyone aiming to navigate life's complexities with grace. The School of Life, an organization dedicated to fostering emotional intelligence and wisdom through the humanities, backs this book. With its roots spread across global cultural hubs like London, Amsterdam, and Seoul, the organization engages in various educational activities, including filmmaking, classes, and therapy sessions, all aimed at enriching the human experience. Great Thinkers is an invitation to culture enthusiasts, those on a quest for wisdom, and students of the humanities to explore the profound legacies left by our intellectual forebears. Whether you are looking to broaden your knowledge, find guidance in personal development, or simply seek inspiration from the past's great minds, this book promises to be an invaluable resource. Join us as we unpack the timeless wisdom of history's most creative and ingenious individuals and discover how their thoughts can still influence and improve our lives today. Great Thinkers, simple tools from 60 great thinkers to improve your life today. Introduction. Unlocking Timeless Wisdom: How Ancient Thoughts Can Illuminate Our Modern Lives. In an era where innovation and knowledge expand at an exponential pace, it's tempting to believe that modern intellect surpasses all that came before. We stand on the shoulders of scientific giants, with a grasp of the cosmos and the microscopic that would astonish Plato, Aristotle, and their contemporaries. So, we might ponder, what relevance do ancient philosophers, economists, and scholars hold in our contemporary, technologically driven world? The answer lies not in the realm of the tangible, but in the exploration of the intangible aspects of existence. Despite our technological prowess and scientific advancements, there are facets of the human condition that remain unchanged. The quest for meaning, the understanding of joy and suffering, and the art of living a fulfilled life are questions that persist through the ages. It's within these realms that the great thinkers of the past still offer invaluable insights. Their thoughts, preserved through time, provide a rich source of wisdom for navigating the complexities of modern life. Through this exploration, you will uncover how embracing your deepest fears can lead to liberation, how economic principles established centuries ago still offer solutions for today's global challenges, and why the ancient advice to go with the flow holds profound relevance in our fast-paced world. Embarking on this journey is more than a historical excursion, it's a voyage into the depths of human thought and experience. We'll see that the wisdom of the past is not outdated or obsolete, but is in fact timelessly pertinent. It offers a compass by which we can navigate our present and shape our future, proving that the great thinkers of yesterday have much to teach us about living wisely today. Part 1: Stoicism, Ancient Wisdom for Taming Modern Anxieties. In the tapestry of ancient philosophies that continue to shape our modern mindset, Stoicism stands out for its practical approach to dealing with life's inevitable challenges. Originating in the bustling marketplaces of ancient Greece and the power corridors of Rome, Stoicism offers timeless wisdom through the voices of its notable advocates. Seneca the Younger, a philosopher dedicated to teaching the values of Stoicism, and Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor whose reflections continue to guide those seeking peace in tumultuous times. At its core, Stoicism is about embracing resilience and courage in the face of adversity. The Stoics argued that the root of happiness lies not in the pleasures and pains tossed our way by the whims of fate, but in living a life of virtue. Thus, they proposed that getting swayed by the highs and lows of life is more a choice than a necessity. One of the most compelling Stoic contributions to modern mental well-being is their approach to handling anxiety. To the Stoics, anxiety sprang from two sources: the fervent hope for what we wish to achieve, and the deep fear of what we dread might come to pass. This encompasses everything from the lofty dream of stardom to the daunting specter of failure and destitution. The conventional wisdom for quelling anxiety often involves reassuring ourselves that things will likely turn out all right. However, Stoicism takes a boldly different stance, inviting us to confront our fears directly and to temper our aspirations. Embracing the Stoic method means, for instance, that if the fear of poverty haunts you, consider living spartanly for a few days. Sleep on a bench. Eat the simplest of meals. This immersion into your feared scenario diminishes its power over you, rendering the once daunting fear a familiar, manageable experience. Another facet of Stoicism is learning to live with serenity in the present moment. While not inherently religious, Stoics revered the concept of fate, symbolized by the Roman goddess Fortuna, who indiscriminately distributes fortune and misfortune. Understanding this helps us release self-blame when plans go awry, and equally, it tempers our pride in times of success. Stoicism doesn't just offer strategies for personal tranquility. It reminds us of the serendipitous nature of life's course. With Stoicism as a guide, we learn the art of navigating life's unpredictability with grace, finding serenity amid chaos, and cultivating resilience that endures through time. Part 2. Thomas Aquinas, Bridging the Divide Between Science and Spirituality. In the constellation of historical figures whose thoughts have weathered the centuries, Thomas Aquinas shines as a beacon of intellectual reconciliation. This 13th-century Italian monk, celebrated for his sainthood and divine visions, may at first glance seem an unlikely mentor for our modern secular minds. Yet, beneath the surface of religious devotion, Aquinas was a philosopher deeply entrenched in the quest to harmonize science and faith, a mission strikingly relevant today. Aquinas's enduring legacy lies in his audacious belief that faith and reason are not adversaries, but allies in the pursuit of truth. At a time when religious orthodoxy dictated intellectual discourse, Aquinas dared to assert that understanding the world required both the light of faith and the lens of reason. This dual approach positioned him as a pioneering thinker in an era dominated by a singular religious narrative. His openness extended beyond the integration of faith and reason to embrace wisdom from all corners of the human experience. In a groundbreaking departure from the prevailing Christian-centric view of his time, Aquinas advocated for the value of insights from diverse traditions and beliefs. This inclusivity underscored his conviction that truth was not the sole province of Christianity, but could be found and forged from a mosaic of human thought. Aquinas introduced the concept of two governing laws in the universe: natural law, accessible through the faculties of reason, and eternal law, understood through the prism of faith. This framework might seem distant from our current reality, yet it offers a profound lesson for contemporary society. In an age where science has ascended to the throne once occupied by religion, our reverence for empirical evidence often eclipses alternative forms of knowledge. The humanities, with their rich explorations of the human condition and individual insights gleaned from introspection and experience, frequently find themselves marginalized in a world captivated by data and objectivity. Yet, as Thomas Aquinas teaches us, a full comprehension of the complex tapestry of existence demands more than a single lens. By integrating the rigor of scientific inquiry with the depth of spiritual wisdom and the nuance of philosophical reflection, we can approach the world's mysteries with a more holistic understanding. In embracing the legacy of Thomas Aquinas, we are reminded of the power and potential of open-mindedness in traversing the vast landscapes of knowledge. It is a call to honor the multifaceted nature of truth, fostering a dialogue between science and spirituality that enriches our collective quest for understanding. Part 3. Adam Smith's Vision: Crafting a More Equitable and Engaged Capitalist Society. In the intricate dance of modern careers, it's all too easy to stumble upon job titles that leave us befuddled, wondering about the intricacies of roles such as logistics supply manager. This phenomenon, far from being a contemporary puzzle, traces its origins to the dawn of job specialization, a concept extensively explored by the 18th century Scottish thinker Adam Smith. While his name rings synonymous with economics, Smith's insights into job specialization extend a profound legacy that resonates through the corridors of today's workplaces. Adam Smith delineated a pivotal shift in societal roles, moving away from the age when families shared communal responsibilities, baking, building, farming, toward an era marked by individuals mastering and performing specific tasks for the entire community. This transformation heralded an age of efficiency and wealth creation, positioning specialized societies at the pinnacle of economic success. However, Smith, with prescient clarity, also recognized an inherent peril: the potential for workers to feel alienated, reduced to mere cogs in an expansive industrial wheel, disconnected from the significance of their labor. This duality of job specialization, its capacity to generate unparalleled wealth alongside a creeping sense of meaninglessness among workers, remains strikingly relevant. In an era of global corporations, where projects span continents and the contributions of countless individuals merge into finished products, many lose sight of their own impact. Here, Smith's counsel to business leaders emerges as a beacon of wisdom. Enlighten your employees about the importance of their work, reaffirming their value within the larger enterprise. Moreover, Adam Smith championed a nuanced stance on capitalism, advocating for a system that, while driving economic prosperity, conscientiously redistributes wealth to bolster social welfare. At a time when consumer capitalism faced scrutiny for its extravagance, even as poverty cast long shadows across city streets, Smith defended the capitalist endeavor with a caveat. He envisaged a system where the surplus wealth, even if derived from luxuries, was invested back into the community, supporting essential social programs and thus ensuring a more equitable society. Smith's defense of capitalism was not without its vision for improvement. He saw the potential for capitalism to evolve, emphasizing the production of meaningful goods and beneficial services. In this way, Smith proposed, a capitalist society can achieve not just material prosperity, but also nurture the mental and emotional well-being of its citizens. The wisdom of Adam Smith, spanning job specialization, the merits and pitfalls of capitalism, and the power of informed, engaged labor forces, offers us a blueprint. It is a guide for cultivating a capitalist society that not only thrives economically, but is also compassionate, equitable, and deeply attuned to the needs and aspirations of all its members. Part 4. Embrace the Sweetness of Life with Lao Tzu's Wisdom. In the annals of philosophical thought, Lao Tzu occupies a realm shrouded in mystery. Despite the sparse details about his life, purported to have unfolded in the 6th century BC, the essence of his teachings continues to resonate powerfully in the contemporary world. A captivating anecdote vividly illustrates Lao Tzu's perspective. At a vinegar tasting, where Confucius perceived sourness and Buddha tasted bitterness, Lao Tzu experienced sweetness. This story mirrors the crux of his seminal work, the Tao Te Ching, which asserts that life, despite its apparent turmoil, holds an intrinsic sweetness when one aligns with its natural flow. The essence of Taoism, as conveyed by Lao Tzu, lies in the understanding that beneath the chaos of life's surface, there lies a serene and harmonious order. Achieving unity with the Tao, or the fundamental nature of existence, unveils this tranquility. While the concept might seem esoteric, Lao Tzu provides practical guidance for embracing this philosophy in everyday life. At the heart of Taoist wisdom is the recognition that complexity yields to simplicity when the mind is stilled. Embracing a lifestyle filled with contemplation, rather than the hustle of relentless planning and appointments, is a pathway to genuine enlightenment. Lao Tzu encourages us to let go of the incessant urge to control and rather immerse ourselves fully in the experiences that life offers. Furthermore, Lao Tzu advises adhering to the natural rhythms and cycles of existence. In a world that often pushes for haste and immediate results, he teaches the virtue of patience and the futility of resisting the natural order. Whether it's navigating the pain of loss, learning new skills, or nurturing relationships, Lao Tzu counsels surrender to the natural timing of these processes, emphasizing that genuine growth cannot be rushed. One of the most tangible ways to attune to life's rhythm, according to Lao Tzu, is by observing the natural world, the gentle unfolding of seasons, the growth of a tree, or the drift of clouds across the sky serve as reminders that the richness of life is meant to be savored, not hurried through. In a world often marked by speed and productivity, Lao Tzu's wisdom stands as a timeless invitation to discover the sweetness of existence by embracing the natural currents of life. Through contemplation, patience, and a deep engagement with the world around us, we find ourselves flowing harmoniously with the Tao, uncovering the profound beauty and serenity that life, in its essence, offers to each of us. Part 5. Margaret Mead, Unlocking New Understandings of Sexuality and Gender Through Anthropology. In the realms of human thought and society, understanding the value of diversity and the limitations of dichotomous thinking is crucial. Margaret Mead, a leading figure in anthropology, offered groundbreaking insights into this complexity through her meticulously detailed research. Her work serves as a vivid reminder of the wealth of knowledge and perspectives traditional societies offer, particularly about concepts as fundamental as sexuality and gender roles. Mead's iconic 1928 publication, Coming of Age in Samoa, shattered prevailing Western notions about sexuality, unearthing a more liberated and open approach among the teenage girls of Samoa. Contrary to the stress and anxiety often associated with sexual matters in Western cultures, Mead observed a remarkable ease and lack of shame among Samoan teenagers regarding sexuality, including practices such as masturbation and homosexuality. This openness extended to their early exposure to adult sexual activities, a stark contrast to the taboos prevalent in American society. Further, Mead's exploration revealed a surprisingly lenient attitude toward adultery within Samoan society, highlighting a process of reconciliation and communal celebration rather than secrecy and scandal. These observations led Mead to contend that the stresses linked to adolescence in Western societies stemmed not from an inherent biological tumult, but from societal attitudes and conditioning regarding sexuality. Mead's anthropological journey also encompassed comparative studies among different tribes in Papua New Guinea, which illuminated the fluidity of gender roles across cultures. For instance, the Arapesh people exhibited a shared gentleness and nurturing behavior among both genders, while the Mundugamore tribe displayed universally aggressive tendencies, regardless of gender. Meanwhile, the Shambri tribe presented a reversal of conventional Western gender dynamics, with women assuming dominant roles and men being perceived as more dependent. These findings were revolutionary, intimating that gender roles and characteristics are not biologically predestined but are significantly shaped by societal structures and cultural contexts. Margaret Mead's work thus not only broadened our understanding of sexuality and gender, but also challenged us to reconsider our perspectives on these concepts. Through her detailed anthropological research, Mead demonstrated the profound impact of cultural diversity on human behavior and identity, offering valuable insights that remain highly relevant in today's conversations about sex, gender, and society. Part 6. Deciphering Modern Life Through Freud's Insights on Pleasure and Childhood. Sigmund Freud, a pioneering figure whose work straddles the fields of psychology and psychoanalysis, left behind a legacy that continues to inform our understanding of human behavior. While his professional life was marked by relentless dedication, often to the point of personal unhappiness, Freud's theories provide profound insights into the intricate web of human desires, behaviors, and the foundational influence of our early years. A cornerstone of Freud's psychological theory is the pleasure principle, an innate human drive towards seeking pleasure and shunning pain. According to Freud, this principle reigns supreme in our childhood, guiding our every desire and action. However, as we mature and become more attuned to societal norms and expectations, we learn to curb these impulses. This internal struggle, Freud posited, is a fertile ground for neurosis. For instance, consider a situation where an individual encounters feelings of attraction outside their marriage. According to Freud, the act of repressing these feelings, deemed inappropriate by societal norms, can lead to neurotic expressions of jealousy towards their partner. Freud's solution? Instead of suppressing our baser impulses and desires, we must acknowledge and find healthy, constructive ways to engage with them, thus fostering emotional and psychological well-being. The significance of childhood in shaping our adult lives was another of Freud's seminal contributions. The early years, he argued, are critical, as this is when we're most vulnerable to developing neuroses. Freud famously delineated childhood into several phases. The oral phase, encompassing the first year of life, emphasizes the importance of breastfeeding. Freud suggested that deficiencies in this stage could lead to emotional displacement onto food in adulthood. The anal phase, from ages 1 to 3, highlights the psychological impact of toilet training. Freud believed that the dynamics of this phase could influence personality traits related to control and obedience. The phallic phase, around age 6, marks the emergence of sexual feelings, including the controversial Oedipus complex, where affections may be directed towards the parent of the opposite sex. Freud's exploration of these early stages underscores the lasting impact of childhood experiences on adult personality and behavior. His insights challenge us to reconsider the ways we interact with children, advocating for an approach that avoids harsh punishment and ridicule, in favor of understanding and supportive guidance. In today's context, Freud's theories offer invaluable perspectives on childcare, education, and self-awareness. By revisiting Freudian psychology, we gain a deeper appreciation of the complex interplay between our formative years, societal expectations, and the pursuit of pleasure, providing a richer understanding of the human condition. Part 7. Creating Vibrant Urban Tapestry: Jane Jacobs' Vision of Dense and Dynamic Cities. In the hearts of many, the bustling life of a city holds an allure unmatched by the quiet expanse of the countryside or the monotonous sprawl of suburbia. Yet urban living comes with its set of challenges, inspiring thinkers like Jane Jacobs to reimagine the essence of city life. During the transformative years of the 1950s and 60s in New York City, Jane Jacobs viewed urban landscapes not just as concrete jungles, but as intricate ecosystems brimming with potential. Her perspective offered a stark contrast to the visions of architect Edmund Bacon, who imagined the cityscape dominated by imposing skyscrapers and an intricate maze of highways. Where Bacon saw progress, Jacobs sensed a threat to the social vitality that made cities like New York places of endless possibility. Jacobs championed the urban tapestry's social fabric, advocating for a city thriving on diversity and density, where commercial, cultural, and residential elements coexisted seamlessly. She envisioned districts that pulsated with life around the clock. Workplaces buzzed with activity during the day, restaurants welcomed patrons in the afternoon, and theaters came alive at night. This dynamic interplay of spaces would foster casual encounters and idea exchanges, nourishing the city's creative and communal spirit. For Jacobs, such urban cross-pollination was essential to maintaining the health of city districts, particularly in the compact confines of a New York neighborhood. She argued that urban density was not merely a matter of logistics, but a key ingredient for combating the loneliness and isolation that could otherwise pervade city life. Against the grain of conventional wisdom that championed open spaces and sprawling parks, Jacobs made a case for dense, varied, and bustling streets as the lifeblood of vibrant urban ecosystems. Critics often raise concerns that densely populated cities breed danger and anonymity. However, Jacobs countered this narrative by highlighting the close-knit communities that form in vibrant neighborhoods. In these spaces, residents are more likely to know one another, create informal networks of support, and collectively uphold public safety. Jane Jacobs' legacy challenges us to rethink urban planning principles, moving away from isolated architectural marvels and towards lively, integrated urban environments. Her vision encourages us to foster spaces where people can engage, converse, and watch over each other, cementing the idea that the soul of a city lies in its capacity to unite its inhabitants in a shared, dynamic space. Part 8. Lessons in Love and Life from Jane Austen's Pen. Jane Austen's novels are cherished not only for their keen observation of romantic entanglements and the nuances of English society during the early 19th century, but also for the timeless moral lessons woven into the fabric of her narratives. A cornerstone of Austen's literary wisdom is a view of relationships as vehicles for mutual education and personal growth. Pride and Prejudice serves as a masterclass in this philosophy. When Elizabeth Bennet crosses paths with Mr. Darcy, their initial interactions are anything but love at first sight. However, Austen craftily utilizes their discord to illustrate a larger truth, that true love often involves personal evolution. Mr. Darcy, with his unwarranted sense of superiority, is challenged by Elizabeth to confront his own arrogance, a lesson that ultimately reshapes his worldview. Conversely, Elizabeth benefits from Darcy's exposure to culture and knowledge, which, intertwined with her own vivacity and moral compass, tempers his analytical coldness. Through this dance of mutual adaptation, Austen paints a vivid picture of love as a journey toward mutual respect and self-improvement. Mansfield Park tackles another moral dilemma: the danger inherent in superficial judgments. The protagonist, Fanny Price, finds herself among wealthy relatives who quickly dismiss her due to her humble origins and perceived inferiority in wealth, fashion, and education. Austen seizes this narrative to challenge and debunk the prevailing valuation of social status over character. Despite the disdain of her relatives, Fanny's inherent virtues, humility, dignity, and integrity, shine through, earning her respect and a prominent position within the very estate that looked down upon her. Through Fanny's journey, Austen underscores the importance of character and virtue over superficial attributes, a lesson acutely relevant in today's society, where appearances and wealth often overshadow the essence of a person. Jane Austen's work remains a significant cultural touchstone, illuminating the pathways to personal growth, mutual respect in relationships, and the importance of valuing genuine character over ephemeral qualities. Her novels invite readers to look beyond the surface, advocating for a deeper understanding of love, relationships, and human worth, principles as essential now as they were in her time. Final summary. The brilliance of history's great thinkers transcends time and context, offering us invaluable lessons on navigating and enhancing our lives. Their reflections, born from the depths of human thought and experience, remain as potent and relevant today as when they were first penned. From the Stoics' guidance on achieving clarity amidst life's turmoil, to Lao Tzu's teachings on embracing life's natural flow, these intellectual giants continue to provide us with the tools necessary for personal growth and fulfillment. Moreover, figures like Jane Jacobs and Jane Austen enrich our understanding of societal dynamics and interpersonal relationships, emphasizing the importance of engaging communities and the transformative power of love. The insights of these profound minds, spanning different eras and disciplines, unite in their enduring relevance, guiding us toward a more thoughtful, compassionate, and fulfilling existence. In the wisdom of these luminaries, we find timeless principles for living wisely and well, testaments to the fact that, despite the changing tides of history and technology, the core challenges and joys of the human condition remain constant. Through their teachings, we are reminded of the beauty and complexity of life and the enduring value of seeking knowledge and understanding across the ages. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.